It's the morning show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. Downtown Milwaukee looks a lot different today than it did 20 years ago. While new buildings like Fiserv Forum and Northwestern Mutual Tower have added to the landscape, the restoration of neighborhoods like the historic Third Ward have also played a large part in the change. We talk with designer Jeremy Shamowitz of Flux Designs, a full-service design company that has fingerprints on some of Milwaukee's most iconic destinations. Have you recently visited Milwaukee's neighborhoods like the historic Third Ward, River West, or Bayview? Did you notice anything new? Do you remember the downtown Milwaukee of 20 years ago? Let us know at 800-642-1234. Jeremy, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you very much, Chip.
When you started your career, what did downtown Milwaukee look like?
I guess it would be pretty slow moving, pretty quiet at night. Although I love the city, it just didn't have the nightlife experience I thought I was told before I came to Milwaukee. For the most part, at least. Oh. Hello?
How does that differ from the Milwaukee of today?
Well, from the Milwaukee today, at least it's harder to find parking in the entire Third Ward area. Although they have lots of opportunities and parking structures, it's a boom and hustle. It's pretty fantastic.
Tell us a little bit about your design philosophy.
Well, a lot of my design philosophy, I think, started in college at the Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design, which is also located in the historic Third Ward. A lot of it came from materials and process, the study of materials, and then really different ways you could use them and engage it in different design applications.
How does designing with a particular atmosphere in mind impact the future of that space?
Well, that's the best part. So with every space that you're kind of renovating, getting engaged to, with every client that's different, really does present itself with a different opportunity of what you want to go ahead and pursue. Especially with design changes constantly happening and trends being set or changed, it still opens the doors for tons of different things to do.
Flux Designs began with an idea you and fellow Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design classmates had. Tell us that story.
So basically, in the early 90s, we were renovating a space down there while we were still in school. And while walking around the neighborhood at night heading home, we realized that a lot of the Third Ward was actually boarded up, closed down, or empty buildings. And that kind of sparked this concept of, wouldn't it be really cool if we could take one of those spaces, renovate it into a place where we could live, sculpture, art studio, design center, and then basically from the back of the house do all the build-up, from the front have a gallery, and literally staring at a building, that's exactly where the idea came from, and lo and behold, 2 years later, it's exactly how we started. So it's pretty cool.
So one of your early initiatives was gallery nights. What were gallery nights and what do they provide the community?
So within the first years that I was down in the Third Ward going to art school there, gallery night was really exciting because it was something I hadn't experienced before. And really what ended up happening was I'd go through these galleries, you'd look at these great pieces of work, but it was more of a tone of classical music, a little sippy cup of wine, engaging the arts. Well, we came across an opportunity for basically mostly an abandoned space, or unusable space, signed a lease for it, renovated the space, and created what we call today Gallery 326, which was basically the showroom for Flux Design. And what we did is we got together with a lot of our college roommates. We put all the work on the wall, went around the entire neighborhood, low-tech style, and sidewalk chalked the neighborhood, inviting people into the doors, and immersed ourselves into the community of art. And really, what we did a little bit differently there was throw on some happier pumping music, have some beer, make a huge social event out of it, and then engage people differently in how to approach art.
Jeremy Shamowitz is the co-founder and owner of Flux Design, a full-service design company that has contributed to some of Milwaukee's most iconic destinations. Jeremy, talk to us about some of the most iconic places you've designed.
Iconic, I think, in some areas would definitely be like places like the Water Street Breweries around the Grafton, Delafield, Milwaukee, Oak Creek locations because they're beautiful buildings and exciting environments. But then there's also places like the AJ Bombers that are floating around, and then, of course, Smoke Shack, which is down in the Third Ward, which is unique because it's a little one-story building in between two six-story buildings, so it feels a little misplaced. But things like that definitely stick out with people's experiences when they go to embrace them or enjoy them. And then you have things like the Vagabond, which is downtown, where we actually put two full-size Airstream trailers right inside the facility, and those act as the bar inside the space. So iconic-wise, those are pretty memorable spots and experiences.
And each one of these is unique. What materials did you use to create these one-of-kind spaces? You mentioned the Airstream trailers. What else?
So, you know, that really goes back to the study of this one that I truly am passionate about, which is really study the materials, use the process. Things like the smoke shack, actually we're able to take down a friend of ours' childhood barn, reassemble the barn into the smoke shack itself, and repurposing as many materials as possible. We do this on tons of projects all over the city. We're collecting old beams, old timbers, old parts and pieces, and then we go ahead and reform them into something else. You know, for example, a couple of years ago, we basically took down or disassembled an old military Quonset hut building style and repurposed that into three or four different projects throughout the city. So I'm constantly collecting, refurbishing, and reusing things and, you know, placing them back into great opportunities, whether it's commercial or residential. It really does pay out quite fun and interesting.
Let's take a phone call. Mary is with us from Viroqua. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning.
This past summer, we had a wedding that we were invited to in the 3rd District. And my husband and I had not visited in that area or seen the revitalization. And we stayed in a hotel that at one time was a factory, and it was called the Button Factory. But they didn't make buttons, but the whole history is there. And what we found unique is they basically gutted this old factory and turned it into this beautiful, modern hotel. And then we were within walking distance of the wedding venue, and I believe it was at the Black Swan, which is another factory that was gutted, and it's on the river walk. And beautiful timbers inside that building and windows and every detail of architecture is just outstanding. We had a wonderful, wonderful time and so thankful that our friends invited us to their sons and future and their daughter the wedding.
Okay, Mary, thanks. Jeremy, what about Mary's experience?
Well, that's exactly it. These buildings down in these neighborhoods are really, truly gorgeous with the age, the timbers. You can't build anything like it today. I've had the honor of working on many of these projects, the things she just described in these places. It really does engage and captivate. And that's really, and a lot of it, what it's about. You know, when you get down to some of these buildings, you see them from the outside. You walk in and you truly see the beauty of the natural material forms, which, again, isn't, it's just real. It's just how it was, which is really fantastic. These buildings are being repurposed like that. So I love being a part of doing those things. How is such a small world? I was born in Viroqua. So that's pretty cool.
What do you hope for Milwaukee in the future?
To keep on doing exactly what it has been doing. With the great development that's been happening in all these neighborhoods, people really reinvesting back into the city in the downtown area, I can't be more than tickled about these little areas and neighborhoods that have been popping up and changing, all the changes of style, especially this one with the eateries that have been changing so much. It brings people out in different locations. You really have, you know, from 20 years ago where people would say, well, there's nothing to do downtown. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? To now it's, where do you want to go tonight? Because there's so many options and variables. And a lot of times it's hopping between places. It's do an appetizer here, get a refreshment there, do dinner here, maybe dessert at this place. You really can call the evening complete after you've hit 4 or 5 locations and then simply Uber on home. So it's quite nice.
Jeremy, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Jeremy Shamrovich is the co-founder and owner of Flux Design, a full-service design company that has contributed to some of Milwaukee's most iconic destinations. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson.